producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, as many of you guys know, I was out, because of the Jewish holiday. And no, I don't pretend to be Jewish. I am, you know, it was, where you had to fast, for 24, although Google said 25 hours, so I had to change it to 25 hours. Thank God for Google. Didn't realize I was doing it wrong all these years. And it's Yom Kippur, okay? It's not called the fasting holiday, Yom Kippur. And, it was very rough for me. Not the fast was easy. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't thirsty. It was actually pretty easy. I could have probably gone 30 hours. I don't know what it was. And it was about 100 degrees yesterday. For some reason, that wasn't the hard part. The hard part, which I think a lot of us kind of have when it comes to us groaning when we have to go to temple or church, is the fact that you had to be reminded of how you're not as good a person as you think you are. Okay, you know, like if I reflect throughout the year and go, yeah, you know, God's happy with me, I'll probably go to heaven, during this time of year, it's when you look and you go, uh-oh, I didn't realize that could come back and haunt me. And I've already kind of talked to you guys at length about what, you know, we as Jewish people do during this time to, you know, look back and atone for our sins. We're supposed to be spending 10 days to reflect on what we've done. Man, I needed to spend 30 years and didn't even touch it. So, I only want to say a quick little thing about this. A lot of us, when we have a medical issue, for example, I'll have patients, okay? And when they get a cancer diagnosis or when they're fighting something serious, that's when many of them start to pray. And I stress the word start. And I'm not saying, you know, everybody needs to take up religion. If you don't believe in God or you don't believe in religion, that's your choice. I'm not, you know, here to change your mind. But what I am here to say is if you do have faith, don't wait till the last minute to pray. All right. I see many of you people do that. You know, I walk into a room. I'm like, hi, you know, I'm Dr. Dahlia. I'm your doctor. And then they start to pray. I'm like, look, okay. First of all, my being your doctor isn't that bad. Okay. I mean, you know, do you really have to pray? Do you really have to be so dramatic? But, it's frustrating. You know, the reason why I love prayer and I love spirituality, no matter what religion you are, is because you get this inner peace and you kind of have a vision and a focus of what your life means, what your life means to others, and what your next journey is going to be. I think that's very, very valuable rather than, panicking and having a chaotic aura around what you're suffering. You know, everybody says, you know, if you are in a body of water and there's a shark, don't start panicking and flailing your legs, etc. Focus. Now, I took that, my kid took that driver's edge course that's offered, to teach kids not to panic while driving. They go, you're in the middle of a skid. Don't start panicking and flailing your arms and going, oh, Lord, have mercy, whatever. You know, Jesus, take the wheel. Find where you want to go. Focus on that. And the car will turn. Your arms will turn towards that focus point. And so staying focused is great. And if you don't believe in God or that's fine, too. Focus on something that will allow you to go through that path easier. And I think it's a much better way to psychologically deal with things. You know, I mean, we have a patient right now think it's minor. You know, he had some gynecomastia. He had some elevated breast tissue, some enlarged breast tissue. So I ran a prolactin hormone level on him, and it was high. And prolactin is a hormone that could cause male breast largeness, gynecomastia. And then I ordered a MRI of the brain to see if his pituitary, right, organ in the brain that produces the liver hormones, was enlarged or growing a microadenoma, a little tumor. And we found it. Okay, it's benign. Usually these things are benign. Nothing to panic over. But, you know, he was very, very concerned. Not only was he concerned that he had the, you know, possible tumor in the brain, but he had breast enlargement. That really concerned him as well. Why is this happening to me? What did I do? You know, I was a bad person. First of all, yes, you could reflect, but don't start blaming yourself. Focus. Let's focus. You got an issue we got to deal with. Okay? It's not going to kill you. Let's get this dealt with. I can't tell you how many people, you know, they come in, yeah, I got blood in the stool. Okay, well, we got to send you for a colonoscopy. Oh, let me just die. Let you just die? Yeah, you could do a colonoscopy, you're going to find colon cancer, I just want to die. No, okay, get the colonoscopy. We're going step by step. Let's focus on the step at hand. All right? You know, we look at problems as they're so big. Just focus. Look at what's in front of you and just go baby steps. Okay, we're all going to be in the same place one day, unfortunately. Okay, some sooner than others. But how you get there, all right, the path you take is what defines your life. Okay, you could fight cancer. You could beat cancer. You could succumb to cancer. You could include God. You could not include God. You could include your family and embrace their love, or you could push them away. There's a variety of things we do. You could listen to the Dr. Talia Show, or you don't listen to the Dr. Talia Show. You could spend your life any way you want to. All right? But how you do it will define you through the remaining chapters of your life. So, all right, you know, if you go, you know what, fine, I got some blood in the stool, I'm a dead man, I'll just do whatever the hell I want, cheat on my wife, or that's not how you want to be remembered, is, you know? All right, and just because you have blood in the stool doesn't mean you have colon cancer, it just means you have some blood in the stool. So, why? Is it a bacteria? Is it a parasite? Is it a hemorrhoid? Is it an ulcer? Is it a tumor? It could be a variety of things. So going back to why I think some spirituality helps in some situation and not waiting till the last minute is it helps you focus, okay? We always learn that God gives us things that we can't handle. God will not give us things that we can't handle, okay? And he gives us the strength if we think we don't have the strength. All right, but don't wait till the last minute and then try to be a good Christian, Jew, Muslim, etc. All right, you know, think ahead. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroiliac at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroiliac.com, spelled sacroiliedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Cucumber. We have contaminated cucumbers that have already killed 3 people. Why are cucumbers so deadly? One of my least favorite vegetables, by the way, but speaking of fruits and vegetables, not all fruits and vegetables help you lose weight. We'll talk about which ones do. Another study has come out saying if you take your blood pressure medicines at night, it may help prevent type 2 diabetes just by taking the blood pressure medicine at night. That's pretty interesting. It's interesting to me. Value of e-cigs and smoking cessation. We have a stance here by the USPSTF, the United States Preventive Task Force. And their stance is, it's still unknown. So we still have a big question mark on whether e-cigs help you as, for smoking cessation, which really doesn't help us, or clarify, make clear any more on the subject, but that's okay. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Talia Show. A lot of people to make fun of here, especially when it comes to the government and their regulations and their recommendations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, while I was on break, one of you had called in asking me to talk about man boobs and how men get them. Can we not call them man boobs? They're not called man boobs. They're called male breast gynecomastia. Okay? Gynecomastia. There's no double O or boob in that. Gynecomastia, very, very common. Okay? We see a lot of young boys going through puberty. We see men who are overweight. Fat is going to deposit where it wants to deposit. Okay? You're going to have areas in your neck fat will deposit. You'll get fat, under your arms, get wobbly arms. We women know that all too well. You get fat in your buttock area. You'll get fat in your abdominal area. And many times you'll have fat deposition around your pectoralis muscles in the chest type area and in the breast area. Okay? So male breast enlargement can happen for a variety of reasons. Okay? Usually, it's a hormonal issue. So you'll see some boys going through puberty. Hormone levels start to shift, and then you start to see some enlargement in the breast area. Many times that goes away, okay, as the estrogen is rising and the testosterone is rising, and there's these shifts, and then the fat deposition. Many boys will gain weight during their, before it was, preschool, like high school or middle school, high school. Now I'm seeing these kids in grade school because puberty has shifted where these boys are starting younger. So you'll see 10-year-old boys start to pudge out. And you're like, why? My kid's 10. He's too young for puberty. Puberty starting early, and a few years before, many of them start getting heavy. You'll see this with girls too. All of a sudden, they'll start becoming more square and a little bit boxy before they get that growth spurt where they get tall and start to develop breasts, etc. So we see this a lot of times with puberty, okay? Then as men's testosterone starts to fall, as they start to get older, that can also cause enlargement of glands in the breasts. You add the fatty tissue and it looks like you have breasts. Fat cells make small amounts of estrogen, so the more fat you have, the more estrogen, okay? Now, not all breast tissue for males mean it's fat, okay? I sometimes get nervous about thyroid issues, so I look at your thyroid. Sometimes liver cirrhosis, problems with your liver, could be a sign. I get very concerned when I see teenagers come in with it because, you know, it could be due to pot. Marijuana could accelerate that, some of them taking steroids. We've also found that Tagamet, remember the stomach acid suppressant Tagamet? We have seen some gynecomastia with that. There's spironolactone, which is a potassium-sparing diuretic we'll use for some cardiac patients. Sometimes men that take that, you will see some breast development, even some medication used for prostate cancer. As we start to stop testosterone being produced, sometimes you lose that checks and balances with the hormones, and unfortunately you could get breast enlargement. Abusing alcohol is a biggie. So not only is a bad liver or cirrhosed liver, alcohol-induced cirrhosed liver could cause breast development or just drinking too much alcohol. So whenever you, you know, think that you have a concern, and then, of course, you know, if it's one-sided, even though you can have a bilateral breast cancer, one-sided growth of a breast, we're going to mammogram you. And we do mammogram men. You know, I know a lot of men don't tell their buddies about it, but it's, and look, a mammogram is a test. Okay, women don't own the mammogram. Okay? A mammogram is a test that's out there for anybody that has breast tissue. It just so happens that women have more breast tissue more times than not than men. But men still have breast tissue. And so sometimes we'll mammogram it, and sometimes we will ultrasound it. Okay, so what do you do? All right, so you have some issues, okay? And you're like, all right, well, I don't like the way this looks. Get it checked out. Our job as doctors is to make sure that it's nothing medical. We'll check your hormones. We'll check your thyroid. We'll check your liver. Okay, so we'll do basic blood tests, okay? And then we will get either the mammogrammed, ultrasounded, or if we think it's just fat deposits, we may leave it alone. I usually like to get a specialist involved because many men, by the time they come to see me, they're like, I want these removed. And there is surgery. There are surgical procedures done for men now. And, you know, many women are like, wait, really? Guys are getting cosmetic surgery and they yell at us women. Well, you know, if it shows through the shirt, many men are very uncomfortable with it. You know, and I don't blame them. I mean, you know, I'm uncomfortable with the way my breasts look. I had to wear a dress yesterday. It was ridiculous. There was no way. I tried to wear scarves, just something to make myself less, you know, boobalicious and difficult. And they're a pain. So I could totally see why men would want to, you know, do something about that. But again, don't start, you know, going for cosmetic surgery before we know what's going on. Yeah, there's liposuction they can do. There is a scalpel type surgery. But here's the thing, okay? You know, you have breast tissue there. I would strongly urge that you make sure it's evaluated and that it gets sent to pathology. I would just want to make sure that you don't have, if it's a new onset, any growth that could be significant for breast cancer. All right, but, you know, moobs or male gynecomastia, common thing. All right, get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is scary. There is a man from Vietnam who has suffered from a strange condition that caused him to lose his nose, eyes, and the roof of the mouth. But it wasn't cancer. Hung Van Dat, 51 years old, of Saigon, was diagnosed with an unnamed flesh-eating disease. He is confined to a bed, cannot eat well, speak, or see. But his mind is perfectly strong. He can touch and hear his wife. In 2004, he started having nosebleeds 3-4 times a day. Doctors diagnosed him with a deviated nasal septum and operated on him with his, I guess at the septal area. However, later, when he drank water, it ran through his nose through a hole in the roof of his mouth. So he underwent a second surgery. The hole kept getting bigger. So I guess they had to put a nose bridge in, et cetera. And they didn't know why he kept, you know, having his face deteriorate. Well, even though I don't believe they know the name of this particular bacteria, they think that's what's going on. So when we know more about this, we'll let you know. But pretty scary stuff. You know, people will always say, why didn't he go to the doctor sooner? Well, he did. Okay, he went to the, you know, he had a, you know, a hole in the septum, so they had to fix it. Then he had a hole in the roof of the mouth. You know, these things sometimes go very, very slow. You know, you can take cultures, and sometimes these bacteria will elude that. A lot of times, you know, ear, nose, and throat doctors, while they're fixing, they'll take cultures. They'll want to know what bacteria is sitting there. They'll want to make sure you don't get a secondary infection. So I'm not sure how things are done in Vietnam, but that's how they do things out here. But my recommendation to you is if you have something that continues, keeps coming back, something's not right, get a second opinion, get a third opinion. And we've talked about this previously in the week. You know, what to do if you think you're going to be misdiagnosed or somebody is not going to think that your situation is more serious as you do. Ask them. Go, look, is this going to continue to put holes in my face? And then if so, can I have something a little bit more than just a nasal bridge? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the death toll in a salmonella outbreak that has been linked to Mexican cucumbers has now grown to 3 nationwide. And according to 12 News Now, there's evidence exists that the produce was distributed in more states than initially thought, according to the CDC. Now, the number of cases of Salmonella puna linked to slicer cucumbers, supplied by Andrew and Williamson Fresh Produce of San Diego has increased by a third to 558 since last week. The cucumbers were said to have been distributed in 24 states, but 33 states have reported salmonella cases linked to the vegetable. Maybe some people have the cucumber and then they go, I had to stay with their cucumber, and then they eat it. Now, it's not funny, because now we've had three people die in those 558 people that are sick. 20% of the illnesses reported have occurred in California, but eight states have had more than 20 cases each, the CDC said. One death has been reported in each of three states, Arizona, California, and Texas. The U.S. FDA investigation determined that the firm Rancho Don Juanito de RL de CV in Bajo, Mexico, was the primary source of cucumbers shipped to Andrew and Williamson, the agency said. It issued an import alert for the cucumbers on September 14th. Okay? No, we're still talking about this. This is important, guys. This all relates to you. Andrew and Williamson's September 4th recall of limited edition brand cucumbers sold between August 1 and September 3rd also led, gotta follow me on this, to Parlier, California-based custom produce sales recall September 11th of Fat Boy label cucumbers, as well as unlabeled cucumbers from the distributor. Now, I know looking at this, you're like, you know what? There's no way I'm going to figure out what the heck, which cucumber. I'm just going to skip all cucumbers. No, don't. The cucumbers grown at Rancho Don Juanito typically have a length of 7 to 10 inches and a diameter of 1.75 to 2.5 inches. They say if you are unsure if your cucumber has been recalled and it's still sitting around the house, ask your grocer. At a store, the cucumbers typically are sold in a bulk display without packaging or plastic wrap, according to the FDA. When in doubt, don't eat it, sell them, or serve them. Okay, now, this salmonella bacteria is serious stuff. Okay, you get salmonella, you can have diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, and it doesn't happen right away. It can take about 12 hours, anywhere 72 hours, because the bacteria have to multiply, set up shop, and then start the reaction. So many times you'll get diarrhea first, before the rest of your body defense mechanisms kick in to the point that you feel them. Children younger than 5, adults older than 65, and others with weakened immune systems can, and unfortunately, not do well with this type of illness, and unfortunately they could get sepsis. So antibiotics have to be administered immediately. An elderly woman in Arizona who had serious underlying health conditions was unfortunately the most recent victim in Pima County, Arizona. So, take these seriously. I just had cucumbers last night. I was at a place. We had some salad. They had some cucumbers on there. It was a little buffet, so I took some cucumbers. I like the cucumbers. I mean, I don't like cucumbers, but they're an easy vegetable to eat and get in you without thinking that you're eating a vegetable. But if you can't, you don't have the power to wash them off, when in doubt, find out. All right. So fruits and vegetables are very, very important to weight loss. All right. And so a lot of us will go, you know what? I'm just going to eat a bowl full of grapes. Okay. And that will be my dessert. But then you start to kind of scratch your head going, why aren't I losing weight? Well, according to a CNN report, research from Harvard University, they found that, certain types of food can either add weight or prevent weight loss efforts. They say it's important to figure out certain vegetables that could pile on pounds on your body, and you might not even be aware that you're gaining weight because you're thinking you're eating fruits and vegetables. Eating at least 7 daily portions of fruit and vegetables will probably be the best for you as opposed to eating the other crap, but you got to know which fruits and vegetables to eat. Professor Brian Radcliffe said one of the possible benefits of consuming plenty of fruit and vegetables is people eating the highest levels are more likely to display healthy characteristics. Okay, let's just get to it. All right, so where did they go? There we go. All right, so they say add blueberries and pears to your diet and cut out potatoes, cut out corn, and cut out peas. Well, I can't stand peas. I don't really understand why the hell pea is even considered a vegetable. It's one of the stupidest looking things I've ever seen. A pea, really? That's supposed to make me healthy? There's a split pea soup? Then they take the pea and they split it. Split pea soup is one of the most disgusting foods out there. God, I remember my mom making me eat split. Oh, my gosh. Disgusting. All right, split pea soup. Okay, so peas, they say you can maybe cut that up. Other fruits most strongly linked to weight loss were apples, pears, strawberries, and grapes. Oh, good, grapes were linked to it. Researchers also found that those who ate an extra serving of corn a day gained nearly a kilogram over a four-year period. So that's 2.3 pounds. So if you eat an extra serving of corn a day, you gain an extra 2.3 pounds in 4 years. Generally, there are two types of vegetables according to their carbohydrate content. You got the starchy vegetables, and those have the high carbohydrates, and then you got the non-starchy. Starchy vegetables are high carbohydrate, high, give a lot of energy sources, like your potatoes, etc., your rice, corn. See, I wouldn't think rice would be, rice isn't a vegetable. But green plants do produce starch and many staple foods like potatoes and rice. But there's also the non-starchy vegetables that have less carbohydrates. A serving of 1/2 cup to 1 cup of those non-starchy vegetables gives you 5 grams of carbohydrates and 25 grams of your, calories, 25 calories. Why aren't they telling us what the good vegetables are? All right, here we go. I see some. Beans and broccoli. Beans and broccoli helped you lose weight. They looked at 133,000 adults in the United States, and they said if you ate an extra handful of blueberries each day, you lost more than a half a kilogram over a four-year period. So you lost an extra pound. 1 pound in 4 years if you ate blueberries every day. That's fine by me. The benefits of increased consumption were better if you had berries, apples, pears, tofu, soy, cauliflower, cruciferous, and green leafy vegetables. Increased satiety, they said, and increased nutritional benefit. All right, so, you know, this kind of really isn't teaching us anything new. I mean, I think we knew that eating a bunch of potatoes wasn't really going to help you with your weight. I mean, that kind of makes sense. Corn, also a starch. I think we all knew that. I think the big shocker here was the peas, but if any of you guys eat peas, I mean, please do, because I don't want to eat them. Somebody has to. We have talked about many times fruits, okay? Fruits that are higher in carbohydrates like oranges, bananas, apricots, cherries, grapes, mangoes, pineapples, pears. Those could, see, now they're talking about how pears and grapes have high sugar. They do. They have a higher glycemic index. You also got to be careful with your fruit juices. But when you go more for the berries, like your strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, boysenberries, cranberries, those are a little bit more sour. Those have less carbohydrates, less sugar. All right? You like that? I taught you something? 1-877-TALK-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 7 servings, they said, people. 7 servings, and they can't be all fruit. They gotta be salad. I told you guys. And the dark green salad, not like the iceberg salad that's full of water. Mushrooms they didn't talk about, but I don't know what the hell a mushroom is. It's a fungus. So I don't know how the hell that's supposed to help you. Right? It's a fungus. I mean, funguses need water. So I guess, I would say it would suck out extra water from your intestine. I'm not a big fan of mushrooms. I think they taste like crap. The only time I've ever tolerated a mushroom is there was a mushroom ravioli where the ravioli is so drenched in sauce that you can't taste the mushroom. And those shiitake mushrooms, I have no idea what the hell they are. Some people say, yeah, I'm having a shiitake mushroom. It looks like I'm eating a burger. Don't try to make me think I'm eating a burger. It's a mushroom. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, you know, diabetes is in my family. And I've always been told that if I don't want to get diabetes, I need to watch my weight. I need to not eat a bunch of crap. I need to avoid alcohol. I need to exercise more. I know, I know. I don't know if I have blood pressure, but if I did have high blood pressure, maybe all I have to do is follow what this study found. They say if you take blood pressure medicine at night instead of during the day, it may help prevent type 2 diabetes. Woohoo, man. So give me some amlodipine. Here we go. All right. Spanish researchers found that taking blood pressure medications at bedtime rather than waiting until morning may cut the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by more than half. People with high blood pressure tend to suffer from a phenomenon called non-dipping, in which their blood pressure does not substantially decrease during sleep as it does in healthy people. In this initial study, the investigators found that you non-dippers out there tended to have an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared with people whose blood pressure did dip and decrease normally during sleep. A follow-up clinical trial by the same research group revealed that taking the high blood pressure medications right before bed help lower a person's sleeping blood pressure and then risk of type 2 diabetes. For every 14-point decrease in a person's average sleeping systolic blood pressure, the top number, they experienced a 30% reduction in their risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So, this is some pretty powerful stuff. That's a pretty powerful statement. Pretty gutsy to say. All right, so why are they connected? Well, you got adrenaline, you got angiotensin, you got these hormones, okay? And they're both a part of blood pressure and diabetes, according to Dr. Zachary Bloomgarden, clinical professor of medicine at Mount Sinai Icahn School of Medicine in New York City. So a number of blood pressure medications that specifically target these angiotensins. A lot of you guys are on medicines called ACE inhibitors, like lisinopril, benazepril, zestril, ramipril, or you're on ARBs. Both affect angiotensin. ARBs are Cozaar, Hyzaar, Benicar, Diovan, Atacand, or medicines that end in tan, like Losartan, okay? Those kinds of medicine. So they say angiotensin could contribute to increased sugar release from the liver and decrease insulin sensitivity. So usually we give you guys these angiotensin blockers because it seems to help protect your kidneys when you have diabetes. We don't seem to see as many people need dialysis with diabetes anymore as long as we put them on these angiotensin receptor blockers, all right, or ACE inhibitors. They say drugs that target the angiotensin receptors like the ARBs and the ACE inhibitors and beta blockers, they were associated with a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Even beta blockers, your beta blockers, your atenolol, propranolol, Inderol, those. So they say after showing that reduced blood pressure and sleep was associated with low risk of type 2, researchers decided to see whether taking an entire daily dose of one or more blood pressure medications at bedtime could drive your diabetes risk down even more. So they looked at 2,000 people with high blood pressure but no diabetes. They were randomly assigned to take their blood pressure medicines either first thing in the morning or right before bed. Then they followed them for 6 years. 171 of the 2,000 people developed type 2 diabetes. Study volunteers in the bedtime treatment group had a significant reduction in their blood pressure, with non-dipping occurring in only 32% of their group, as opposed to the 52% who took it in the morning. And the study found that the risk of developing diabetes was 57% lower in the bedtime group, the people that took the medicine in the bedtime. So, I know they were all jumping around their pajamas going, yee-haw. So, specifically, they said the odds of type 2 diabetes dropping 61% for people taking these medications at bedtime compared to the morning is pretty damn good. ACE inhibitors at night, odds went down 69%, even better than the ARBs, the Losartan class. People on beta blockers reduce their odds of blood sugar decrease by 65%. Okay. I usually tell my patients to take their blood pressure medicine at night because a lot of them complain that their blood pressure medicine makes them a little tired. I also worry because a lot of you guys that have blood pressure spikes in the middle of the night, that's unfortunately the most deadliest time for heart attack. or stroke. So I like to make sure that your blood pressure is lower than I don't want to say that it should be, but more on the lower side of things than on the higher side of things. Because when you sleep, it could be very, very deadly. So many times I'll tell patients, not so much at bedtime, because some of you guys go to bed at midnight, and then the medicine starts to kick in 2-3 in the morning, then you wake up at 5. So I tell you guys to take your blood pressure medicine at dinner. This way, by the time you go to bed, and hopefully you go to bed, you know, within a few hours of dinner, you end up having the effects of the blood pressure medicine. And I've been pretty happy with that, and my patients seem to be pretty happy. Many of you guys can't stand blood pressure medicine because you're worried about the sexual side effects. But listen, you having bad diabetes, or you not having good oxygenation, it's affecting your you know, sex abilities anyway. So I know a lot of you guys would swap sleep for sex anytime. I used to, but not good when we're trying to stave off diabetes. So take your blood pressure medicine if your doctor recommends that you get it in you every day. And, well, this is what I would really recommend also. Get a sleep study. These sleep studies look at your blood pressure readings. And I would love to see what the hell is happening to you when you guys are sleeping. If when you're sleeping, your blood pressure is spiking, when does it spike? What time? Okay? And there's a way to tell and test when your medicine kicks in. Okay? On one of your days off, okay, let's say your blood pressure is high. You take the medication, and then you do half-hour blood pressure checks. Okay? And you just take your blood pressure every half hour. Do it on your day off. Have an alarm. Do it. Taking your blood pressure is like 2 minutes. Okay? You do that every half hour. And then you mark your blood pressure, mark the time. You could do it, you know, for a couple days, all right? And see if you notice, wow, well, when I take my Norvasc, or if I take my ACE inhibitor, if I take my beta blocker, it looks like 2.5 hours later, my blood pressure, you know, seems to go down to normal. Then it stays that way for a few hours, starts to come back up. So it looks like I have maybe about 8 hours or 12 hours of protection. Some of you guys may have 24 hours of protection. But it would be very interesting for you to study that. It really would. This way you have an idea of how many hours it takes to kick in. Mind you, the reason why a lot of doctors don't urge you guys to do that is because it could be difficult if you're already on blood pressure medicine that's already protecting you from the day before. You know, some of these medicines have longer term protection. They can protect you for a week with your blood pressure. So sometimes that's difficult. But it would be very interesting to see even a mild change if you're about 10 or 15 points lower during certain times of the day. I think that could be pretty helpful. And then at that point, then you could figure out when you want to do the, take the medication prior to bedtime. But get a sleep study. You need to find out if you're having spikes at 4 in the morning, if you're having them at 5 in the morning, so that you make sure you're in good blood pressure control. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. When we come back, we got some pretty interesting studies that came out. We have a man who was paralyzed, able to walk again. This was a 21-year-old who had, I guess, become paralyzed when he was driving home from work on his motorcycle. We're going to tell you what happened to him and his story. Pretty cool stuff. We also have a teenager who won an award because she was able to invent a new, cheap, and fast test for Ebola. She wins the Google Science Fair and wins a $50,000 scholarship. Pretty cool stuff. And then I think we have one other really cool, where was that? Dang. All right. No, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Oh. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.